Welcome to Turning Point. This is a new podcast that we're doing in LeGrand School District to focus on our wonderful staff and get to know them a little bit better and share them with our community. Excited today to be with Principal Monica West. She's been in our district for 6 years as an administrator and 4 years as principal at Central Elementary. We love her to death, and we want to make sure our community knows her a little bit better as well. Monica, welcome to podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, pretty special to be the first person on a new podcast.
Yep, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, she's a great sport, and thanks for being with me today, Monica. First question that we have for you is, what was your path into education? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, great question. I was not a student who was really interested in too much in middle school and high school until my junior year in high school. And I came across a science teacher by the name of Mr. Crosby. I was an Ontario Tiger. Anyway, and I really got excited with science. And the following year, in my senior year, I took two science classes from him and decided that that was kind of going to be the pathway that I was going to start on. I then went to the College of Idaho and graduated with a degree in biology. And while I was there, I worked helping other students as a teacher's assistant. And when I got my biology degree, I decided that I wanted to go into teaching. And so I went into teaching and began teaching high school math and science.
High school math and science. So first, shout out to Mr. Crosby, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is Mr. Crosby still in the Ontario area, or is he...
I would assume he is no longer with us.
No longer with us, but very appreciative. What was the one thing about Mr. Crosby that sort of stuck in your mind or was particularly poignant?
He made you push past the problem. He made you figure out what you needed to solve, and he would give you some supports, but he really wanted to make sure that you could figure it out without him giving you the answer to something.
Yeah. What was your first teaching assignment?
My first teaching assignment was a high school math and science job.
How did it feel like that first day in that first classroom?
It actually felt pretty good because I was really comfortable with both the science and math, I think, because mm-hmm. of my undergraduate degree. And so it was, you know, more about the teaching part of it that I had to learn.
Yeah. Our second question for you, when did you know that you were meant to be in education?
Yeah, so I taught high school for 5 years and then took a leap of faith to go to middle school. And I think that was really where I figured out I was really supposed to be in education. I loved working with middle schoolers. I loved their creativity and their engagement and their energy and just their desire to always figure things out. And so middle school was just a great place to be. And I think at that point, I really knew that that's where I was supposed to be.
Middle schoolers can be a little quirky sometimes, trying to figure out life, that's the kind word maybe for it.
Yeah, quirky and fun, though.
What was one of the funnier circumstances or situations that you were in as a middle school teacher? What, little kids, you know, middle school kids doing XYZ, what was that?
You know, sometimes they just don't think with their heads, and they make rash decisions, and you just have to, you know, kind of parent them a little bit and get them through it.
Yeah. Okay, Monica, parenting a little bit I get, but there's got to be a funny story of middle school.
Yeah, I don't know if funny is what category I'd put it in, but so I taught in a middle school, and one day it was the end of the day, and the students were lining up getting ready to go, and somebody had slammed, it was a very hard metal door, and if you have any little kids listening, you might just turn this off. But a student lost the tips of two of his fingers.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so we called 911, and in between the science rooms, we had a refrigerator, old refrigerator freezer, and the freezer part was all iced up. And so we took the fingertips, put them in a baggie, put them in the freezer, and when the paramedics came, they took the whole bin from the freezer, which... You know, it was all frozen up. I didn't really think about it too much. And so they took him to the hospital. They were able to reattach his fingers.
This is while all your kids are still there.
Yeah. It was right at the end of the day. So a lot of kids had left, but there were some that had seen it, unfortunately. And then so the next day, my assistant principal comes down with two sheriff's detectives. And he said, the sheriff's detectives need to ask you some questions. And I said, okay. And he said, what exactly was in that freezer bin that you sent with the paramedics? And I went, oh, that would be cow testicles. And so they wanted to know why we had them. Well, it's a science class, and we were doing spooling DNA, and we get those from the vet. So that was, yeah, kind of the joke of the building for a while. So sad story about the kid, but they were able to reattach them. But funny story about what I had in the freezer. And it's one of those old ones that iced up, so I obviously had forgotten they were in that bin.
So the cow testicle saved the kid's fingers.
Well, it was probably the goodness. Ice, but yes.
Yeah. That is an awesome middle school-esque story.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could top that. Yeah. The next question, what was a hard or poignant moment in your career? How did it impact your career or just how you roll?
Yeah. So I'd been a high school and middle school teacher. I'd also coached both at the high school and middle school level. Had been an athletic director. And then I decided to go into administration. And that was a really hard decision for me because I loved being in the classroom so much. And I loved working with kids and families that I just didn't know if that was going to be the best fit. And when I left, I had probably a quarter of my garage full of boxes of teaching materials for math and science, middle school and high school, because I didn't know how long I would be in administration before I changed my mind and went back. And it probably took me 5 or 6 years to finally get those boxes and give them to a teacher who was still practicing when I knew that I probably wasn't going to turn back to teaching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how did it feel when that last box sort of disappeared? Is that like leaving an old life?
Yeah, it was. Because you worry that you've given something away that you're going to need. And yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. It felt good. And you felt like you could just move on with kind of the plan that you had set for yourself.
Yeah. Every once in a while, my daughters will ask me about the social studies issue or something, because that's what I taught. And I'll be like, that was over 12 years ago now. Like, that was a previous life. You're going to have to ask someone else or search online. It's funny how far back that gets sometimes. When was a moment like you felt as an educator that you were on top of Everest? Like you, everything was clicking. You just felt really powerful as an educator.
I was in an elementary school in Washington State for about 7 years. And I think just building a school from kind of the bottom up, you know, there was no way but up to go. And working with that staff and hiring that staff and working through them to be really successful, and for them and the students to be able to get us some awards in the state of Washington for our achievement. And just, you know, it felt really good, and you felt like you've kind of reached new heights, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so I didn't realize this, or maybe I had forgotten this, but in the course of this interview, you've even mentioned you started in high school, you went to middle school. How long were you at middle school?
I was at high school for about 5 years and middle school for 11-ish.
11-ish years. And then went to elementary, started a new elementary, came here as elementary. How long have you been in elementary now?
Oh, I'm probably at about 18 years.
18 years. And then you said in there a little bit of athletic director, a little bit of activities, a little bit of...
Yeah, done a lot.
That journey is sort of fun.
It's always fun. There's just differences to all of them, and there's you find what you really like, and it's been a great journey for me in education.
Yeah, yeah. So what's something that you see in the future that makes you hopeful about education?
I think it's just the students. It's their desire to learn and to figure out what's possible out there and work towards their future. And for some of them, they don't have any idea, especially at the elementary level, what they're going to do. So you're just trying to get them, you know, reading and writing and doing math really solid. So when they get to middle school and high school, they can kind of find their way. Because I think for me, you know, it took until high school to figure out my way. So I really can appreciate when kids, especially at this early age, don't know, because it is, they are really young. But, you know, they're just fun to work with every day, trying to keep them positive, trying to remind them to do their best.
Yeah. If there was one thing you could tell our community or others in the profession about the nature of your job, what's an insight that you would like to give people about being an administrator in a public school?
I would just say it's a hard job. It's a variety of things daily. You don't come into any set thing in a day because you have no idea what might or might not happen. And it could be the students, it could be the adults, it could be something going on in the building or the community. And that's what makes it interesting, yeah, is that it's always a little bit different.
Yeah, you're sort of captain of the ship, and we're trying to go in this direction, but there's just different influences or things, and keep everyone going in the same direction is fun.
Yeah.
Last question, or last opportunity. As we do these, it's an opportunity for a shout out to someone or someone either in our school or community that has just made a big impact today that you thought was fantastic.
I just think the educators here at Central are probably the group of people. Some of them have been here before me. Some have been hired during my time here. But they work really hard for students, and they try to work together to solve problems. And when we're trying to problem solve issues with kids, or how to move a kid forward in a different area like reading or math, they are always great problem solvers. And I just appreciate the effort and energy that they put in. It's really hard work every day with those students. And so probably just a shout out to the Central staff.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, Monica, for joining me today on Turning Point. Appreciate it a lot. I know this probably isn't your most favorite thing to do, is talk about yourself. So I just appreciate it and love what you do in our district. For those of you in our community or those listening to this podcast, we're going to come back at you in the coming weeks with other staff members across our district. We're excited to share their stories with you and why they're in education and want to support kids. We think this brings value to you and some insight into what we do every day to support kids in LeGrand School District. So thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.